Well, we have been talking for a few weeks now about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, as we have looked at some of the comics from a group called Coffee with Jesus. And we have seen that to be a disciple requires some, well, discipline. You just got to keep at it. We have seen that discipleship is not a task that we do alone. We not only do it in community, but God is with us. We do the witnessing. We show the world the love of Christ that is in us and lead others to God, but God is the one who heals their hurts. We've also learned that a life of discipleship, in that we are not the ones in control. God is. And we must surrender to that and let God take the lead. And then last week we learned that as scary as it is to not be in control, discipleship is in fact an adventure. At least that's what I've heard. But I want to know what you think. Now, I hope that at least some of you saw my recommendation to bring your cell phones to church today. People got your cell phones? Oh, Royce didn't see my... I know a few of you saw it. If you've got your phone, I want you to take it out. We're going to do something. I want you to open up the internet on your phone, and we're going to go to a website called Menti, M-E-N-T-I. .com. menti.com. When you get there, it's going to say, please enter the code. You'll get to a screen sort of looking like this. And I know some of you probably can't read the code on the screen. The code is 1037 55. Again, that code is 103755. And then click on Submit. And the question is, what does it mean to be a disciple? Now, if you can, I'd like you to keep your answer to one word. But because discipleship's a big thing, I'm going to give you three chances to give me one word. So just for example, I'll put in... love. Oh, helps if I spell things right. I'm going to submit my answers. And in just a second, oh, look, that's what I put in. So I'm going to give you just, oh, look at you. You guys are picking up on this. Anybody need help getting into the site? Looks like you guys are getting there. At least two others than me brought their phones. Oh, there's another one. Now you can see the word serve is getting a little bit bigger. More than one person has answered that one. The bigger the word gets, the more people have answered. Oh, follower has taken over as the leader there. Interesting. So in case you can't read all of these, I'm going to read some of the words. Commit, believe, helper, humble, helping, give, teach, caring, servant, worker, kind, love, follower, serve, believe. I'd say that paints a pretty good picture of what it means to be a disciple. Thank you guys for doing something a little different in church this morning. Heaven forbid this isn't the way we've always done things. Well, Jesus tells us pretty clearly, both in our comic and in our scripture readings today, what discipleship entails. So I want us to look at the comic. So today we have Lisa sitting down for a cup of coffee with Jesus. And Lisa says, you know, there's this house on the block with a trashy yard, peeling paint and dirty cars ruining the curb appeal of our home. Jesus, it's just upsetting. can almost hear the annoyance in her voice, can't you? At this point, she's not really concerned about her neighbors. She's only upset about the mess and how the mess reflects on her. Oofta. I don't know about you, but I've been in those shoes. I've had that attitude. I think probably if we're honest, most of us have at some point or another. Our kid is naughty in school and we wonder what parents think of us as parents. A coworker is sloughing off and not getting things done, and we wonder what the boss is going to think of the whole department. It's our human nature to think about how situations reflect on us. But as Christians, we are called to look beyond ourselves. Jesus tells Lisa here, he says, you know, Caroline's been in the hospital for 2 months. And her husband James is spending all of his time at her bedside. Oh, wow, does the story change when we know what's really going on. Now, Lisa, in the next slide, immediately says, oh, Carolyn and James, now that I know, I'll pray for them. That, too, is often our response, isn't it? Something terrible is happening next door, down the street, in the next office over, and we think, oh, how terrible. And perhaps we even say a prayer in passing, and then it slips our minds, and we don't give it another thought. Often, even if we're honest, our response is tinged with a little bit of relief that it's not us going through that terrible situation. Even if we never say that out loud. Now, I don't want to minimize prayer. Lisa says that she will pray, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but I know how easy it is to say that I will pray for someone, but never actually get around to doing it. There is great power in prayer, friends. I am a firm believer in prayer, but I know that many of us, myself included, have said that we will pray for someone as a means of getting out of any further responsibility. It's easier to say that we will pray than it is to lend a hand or to get involved in a messy situation. It is easier to say that we will pray for the addict and the alcoholic than it is to try to get them into rehab or to pick them up at 2 a.m. from the bar. It is easier to say that we will pray for the family whose loved one has just died than it is to actually go and sit with them in their grief. It is easier to pray for a friend who is going through a divorce than it is to call them up and invite them out to dinner or to a movie so that they aren't lonely. 1 Thessalonians tells us to pray continuously. So yes, prayer is an important part of what we as Christians do, what we as disciples do. But our responsibility does not end with a prayer. After all, Jesus tells Lisa, go ahead and pray. And then organize some help to clean up the yard. And for gosh sakes, would you bring James some food so he doesn't have to live on cafeteria food? As Christians, we are a praying people and a serving people. In the scriptures, we see Jesus pray often, but even more often, we see Jesus teaching, healing, serving, washing feet, guiding, weeping with those who mourn, and we must follow Jesus' example. In our scripture reading today, Jesus is teaching about Judgment Day, the time in which we will all stand before our Creator. And Jesus says that a separation will take place. And the qualifications for that separation should be very familiar to you. Can I tell you something? The first time I came to this church, the first time I walked into this sanctuary, before I had met you all, I knew I wanted to be your pastor. Before I knew anything about this community, Why? Because these paintings that you choose to surround yourself with every week tells me a lot about who you are. When I saw these as the major statement in your worship space and what that says to all those who enter here, I knew this is where I wanted to be, because I want to be a part of a church that prays and feeds the hungry. A church that prays and gives those who thirst something to drink. A church that prays and welcomes the stranger. A church that prays and clothes the naked and visits the sick and takes the good news to those who are in prison. I want to be a part of an and church, not a one or the other church. A church that is an and church knows that worship is important, but so is reaching out beyond our walls. An and church is full of love for one another here and for those who have never set foot inside a church building in their life. An and church is full of disciples, not just Christians. And there is a difference. And that's what I get excited about, moving along on that trajectory towards discipleship, because it isn't a destination. Discipleship is a process. We all have room to grow. We all have areas that we need to stretch ourselves. We need to continue on that journey. And we are going to continue to talk about this. We are going to continue to push ourselves to be better, to grow, to learn, to surrender more and more to the grand adventure that God has in store for us. And I hope you are as excited about being on this journey as I am. And so with that, I want you to take out your phone again. Oh, reopen that window where Menti was. Hopefully it's still up on your phone. And I want to know, in what areas do you feel that you need to grow? And I think there are five options, and I want you to rank them. What is your top one that you need to grow in? And it'll walk you through. It says, what is the first area that you need to grow in? And I've got Bible knowledge, prayer, service to others, to deepen my commitment to Christ, or to trust in God. What is the first one that you need to grow the most in? You'll have to hit done after the first one, and then it'll take you down to the next box. Hit done when you've entered that one, and just keep on doing it until you've ranked all five. And then once you've get all five in there, you can hit submit. Andrea, go ahead and hide that image, and we'll see where things are starting to show up. As people answer those, the order is going to change. Right now, first, the biggest area that people are saying that they need to grow in is to trust in God. Second is prayer. Third is deepening commitment to Christ. Fourth is service to others. And fifth is Bible knowledge. Oh, prayer overtook. Oh, we got a few more coming in here. Trust in God is back at number one. And number two is prayer. I know some of those answers are hard to read, but hopefully you can get an idea there of what everyone is saying. I'm going to save these answers. I can log back in and save our results here today, because this is going to help me as we go forward to plan programming and options that will best help all of us grow. So today we are ending our comic strip series. We're ending our Coffee with Jesus look at discipleship. But next week, we begin to study one of the greatest disciples of all time, Simon Peter. And the book that we will be studying calls him a flawed but faithful disciple. And if Jesus chose him with his flaws, he chooses all of us with ours. So let's continue on our discipleship journey to be people who pray and serve. Amen.